just take a minute to talk a little bit about this record, because it was really important. I've made a lot of records over the last 40 some odd years, and they're all special to me, but this record, Wrecking Ball, was very special. I just wanted to tell you a little story about it. Anybody that's been making music for a long time, you have your peaks and valleys. And I was in a bit of a valley, not really knowing what to do. I was in a bit of a creative slump, and my record company was really trying to put some energy into the last record that we made, and we kind of found out that country radio had decided that I was either too old or I was dead. I don't know, but they didn't really, weren't very welcoming. And even though I've never really lived and died by the radio, thanks to fans like you who come to my shows, thank you very much over the years. Still, you know, it was something that you can't help feeling a little bad when you're put in a horse race that you sort of can't win. And so anyway, that we put out this record, and it was kind of didn't do anything. And it made me realize, well, maybe I need to do something different. And the record company, to their credit, supported me. They said, you know, what do you think you want to do? You know, we'll back you and help you in any way that we can. Well, at that point, as far as a music fan, I was listening to two records. I was listening to Oh Mercy, a Bob Dylan record that was produced by Mr. Len Ma over here. This stunning record, it just brought Dylan. I'd never really gone away from Bob Dylan, but it just really brought him back into my listening life. And so then I checked out a record, a solo record that Daniel had put out called Acadie. And that was it for me. I mean, that's all I listened to. That was what really melted my butter and stirred my soul. And so when they said, you know, who would you like to work with, we'll make a phone call. And I said, Daniel Lenoir, and they made a phone call. And before I knew it, Dan was in my living room, and we were singing Jimi Hendrix songs together. So anyway, we recorded this record in 1995, back in the last century. And one of the songs that we recorded that did not make it on the first release of Wrecking Ball was a song that was on Acadie, beautiful song that Dan wrote called Still Water. I do want to give a little plug for the deluxe edition. The reason we're out here is because Nonesuch, my wonderful record company in the States, has re-released Wrecking Ball with a disc of extra tracks and some alternative tracks. It's a real interesting thing to listen to. And then there is a DVD of the making of that record. It was something that Daniel just wanted his brother Bob to come down from Toronto and just hang out and just film it with one camera. So I think it's a real interesting chronicle of the making of a record, because we didn't think anybody would ever see it. But I'm real proud of it. Anyway, this song, Stillwater, is on the extra disc on the deluxe edition. And I love this song, and it's just great to be able to sing it live for you now.